Come along, we're about to talk tech, and Adelaide tech guy Richard Pascoe in the studio. Hello, Richard, how are you?
Good, Matthew. So I had a nice tea round at the Havelock Hotel tonight, which was packed.
Was it?
Great to see business absolutely packed tonight, so it was great. So, yes.
Unreal in Victoria where the Premier says you can't have a drink. He says you want to stand around drinking, you've got to wear the face mask.
Yeah.
So there's going to be enterprising people cutting holes.
Exactly, yes.
In the front.
And don't sneeze in a face mask. Yeah. It's not good.
I've been yawning today. I was walking around a shopping centre thinking, oh, I'm yawning and I haven't got my hand up in front of my face and
doesn't
I don't need
matter.
To.
No, you don't need to. And as though you're smiling at anybody, nobody knows.
I did that. I did that a few times to people I passed that I knew. There was one bloke and I smiled and kind of nodded. And I thought, well, I should have said hello as well because he couldn't have seen
this. Just, what's he looking at me for?
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, that's life with face masks. What about people receiving text messages? Now, there are some weird messages going around, apparently.
Extremely weird messages as well. So what happens is there are people around at the moment, they're getting an SMS on their phone that says, if you want to hear this voicemail, you need to click this link. I received 6 last night, just on mine as well. Now, if you're on an Android phone, please listen up to what I'm about to tell you because it doesn't affect iPhones at all.
Okay.
So it's only the Android side. So if you go along and you click that text message to listen to this voicemail, it will take you to a legitimate looking site. It looks a bit like Telstra on there as well. It will say you need to download this piece of software to make sure that you can hear the text message. Now, when you do download the piece of software on there, it puts an app on your phone. The worst thing about this is that once that app goes on your phone, all your contacts are disappearing they're being copied over to the other side of the world, let's say.
Yeah.
And every password you have on your phone has just gone as well.
Wow.
So people are panicking about this as well, which they should.
Yeah.
I think it's about 4 people contacted me yesterday who knew. They always go to me, I knew I shouldn't have done it, but I did it.
Yeah.
Just in case somebody was leaving me a message on there as well.
Of course.
So if you've done it and you're on an Android phone, first of all, you delete the app that's on there.
Yep.
Then you have to go to another device. You can't use that phone to do this. You've got to go along and every place on your phone, if you've got a Microsoft account on there, you've got to change your password. You've got to change all your banking passwords.
Really?
Every single password that you used on that phone must be changed.
Wow.
Because they have access to all of those accounts. Don't ignore it. And, you know, they're saying that's all you need to do. I would be backing up my documents, my pictures on the phone and whatever, and I'd be factory resetting that phone.
Goodness me. So
I don't think you're going to get out of this.
So what are they after? Is it the cash in the account, essentially, or just everything?
And what happens is that when your contacts are uploaded,
then all of them are getting...
It explodes more. Yeah, it gets more and more and more. So we're going to see this. And people are saying, can I block the numbers? Every number that comes through is different.
Yeah.
That it comes from. Yep. It's a random number that they create on there as well. I know Telstra are working hard to try and stop all this at the moment, but it's like whack-a-mole.
Wow.
At the moment. It's very hard to do. So if you get one of them, don't click the link at all.
The buggers are smart, aren't they? They really are.
Oh, this is extraordinarily smart as well. Nothing's catching it as far as I know. So, you know, people have installed antivirus on their phones. I don't think anything's catching this at all as well.
Wow, so it's even beating the antivirus. Goodness.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of antiviruses on your phone.
Yeah.
I don't think it does much on there as well. iPhone's a very locked down device.
Mm.
So, you know, it really is the number one thing for keeping you safe on your phone. So if you install something on an iPhone, it stays in that one spot and doesn't spread to anywhere on the phone. So if you put an app on there, it will say, well, we need access to your contacts and we need access. No, you can't have it.
Yeah.
And that's one of the good things about it. But, you know, don't ignore this. Don't click those links at all.
Yep.
Because it really is, it's a con out there to go along and do it.
Yeah. Well, and everything's a con. If you think of it, every scam is a con.
Every scam is a con. But, you know, please just make sure that you don't do this.
Yeah. Yeah, just wants you to click that link, as they all do. They want access to your stuff. Don't give it to anyone.
I talked to a radio station this morning once we talked about this, they're panicking a bit now because they SMS people if they won a prize.
Yeah.
And they just started doing it about 6 months ago. And they said, we're getting, you know, not a great reaction from doing it. And I said, I'll be finding a different way to go along and do that. Because, you know, how many times have you seen on your phone, you won a prize, you won an iPhone, you won a holiday, you won all those sort of things. And we know they're all bogus out there. But, you know, sometimes in people, it's like, gee, I really did hope I did win that iPhone. And you haven't entered anything at all, you know, for it. So, you know.
SMS, well, there's a big tip. If you haven't entered the comp, you haven't won it.
You haven't won anything as well. I was listening before to the person that rang up about their internet service.
Oh, yes, the IINet.
The IINet one.
Yeah.
As well. So, you know, with all of them, you can always log on and check the your bill.
Okay.
As well. And I know that IINet do that. There's a toolbox on there so you can go along and see the deductions that have come out of your account.
Yep.
So that'd be the first thing that, you know, I'd always say.
That was for Carmel. Yeah.
For Carmel before. Mm. And there is nothing wrong with swapping your internet service provider. The thing that keeps people hooked on their internet service provider is their email address.
Ah, yes.
It's always, you know, and if you're ever going to swap, the first thing you're about to do before you change is make sure you get another email address and change all your accounts over.
Yep.
You know, for your iPhone, your Android phone, everything that you do. Then when you've got them all swapped over, then you make that change and cancel that account on there as well.
Excellent idea. All right, good advice. The IBM PC is about to have a big birthday anniversary.
40 years old.
Wow.
As well. So IBMs were kind of like, and these, we used to have business-oriented products before the 40 years as well that used to cost eye-watering amounts of money. But back in the 70s and 80s, you know, it really is what Apple and Commodore dominated everything out there as well at the time when we went back. And then IBM came along and went, you know, we better make a PC for everybody out there. Bill Gates was tapped on the shoulder with Microsoft to provide DOS out there to run the operating system. For kids out there, we all don't miss DOS. It was absolutely terrible, I thought.
Can I just say, when I started scheduling here, the system was a DOS system. And to go through every line and make changes to the IDs you wanted to play at a certain time wasn't a nightmare. And it, but the funny thing was, well, I suppose it was a nightmare, really, but the funny thing was how quickly you got used to doing it.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And just scanning through and ones and zeros and whatever, it was just, I can't even remember now, but, yeah, it's funny how you get used to it.
It was. Kids today would go along and just, you know, have a heart attack in about 2 minutes about having to do all of that well.
Yeah.
It was running on an Intel 8088 on there as well. Monochrome text. That's all you used to get on there as well.
Yeah. Just the flashing green, I recall.
Yeah, exactly right. Some low-resolution graphics for those nauseating colours. There's the flashing green on there as well. RAM, back then, today we've got 8 gig and 16 and 32 and 64 and up on there as well. Back then, 16 or 64 kilobits on there as well.
Goodness.
Which could be upgraded to 256 kilobits if you had a lot of money. storage was 2 5.25 floppy-inch disks.
Wow.
At the time. So, you know, we moved on and you could attach a cassette recorder to it. Don't know why you do it. No hard disk on there at all because the power supply couldn't take it at the time as well. So we've moved on well and truly in those 40 years.
Goodness me. When I started working for an insurance company, the computers were AWAs.
All right.
and they had a program and they were the flashing green that I recall. And I had to go and insert like details of people's insurance policies. So, you know, you'd get the paper document from the rep who'd been to see the person, got them to sign on the dotted line. So you'd type in names, date of births and all of that in the relevant spots. And that was entering it all into the system.
It's amazing how much we've moved on in that 40 years. It really is. So, yes.
Oh, yeah, incredible. All right, we'll take a break. If you've got a question, in fact, we do. Faye is on the line from Windsor Gardens. Hello, Faye.
Yes, good evening to the both of you. How are you?
Yeah, we're good, Faye.
Good, Faye.
As a shot, I won't keep you, but I just wanted to let you know that this afternoon I received a call which was a recorded message, and what happened, what it stated was, it said, thank you for ordering from eBay. Yeah. And you know what? I didn't even order from eBay. So what happened, I didn't even give them a chance for me to hang on a bit longer to really find out what it was about. Mm. But so when it said thank you for ordering from eBay, I thought that's got to be crazy, and I thought that's got to be a scam.
Mm.
So anyway, I hung up, and then I put a later on I put an official complaint into the can I mention the name?
Scam Watch.
I've got to. I'm keeping records of that, and also the government's do not call register.
Oh yeah.
As well.
Yep. Okay. Well, I don't know that'll help because they'll probably call on a different number next time.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't know what you know, governments do not call register. I don't think it's working somehow.
Really? Yeah, well, that's right.
Well,
for scammers.
Well, they've done it for me anyway, yeah. So if they can do it for me, I'm sure they do it for you and everybody else too if you got caught like this. So
I wonder what they wanted you to do, Faye. Would it have been to,
confirm you, say, you've paid for this?
Yeah.
Right, can we just confirm your credit card details, Faye? Can you just read your credit card? Don't do it right now, Faye, but read your credit card details out to me over the phone. Oh, we've got a couple of wrong numbers in there or the wrong expiry date. We're really sorry. We'll chase that up for you.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about information.
Mm.
No, they won't get far with me, that's for sure.
Good on you, Faye.
Good girl,
You're
Faye.
You're welcome. Have a nice evening.
Thank you. You too.
Cheers.
Thank you for the call. And there you go. Good advice. So if you get one of those calls for eBay or anything else.
Amazon. It's eBay and Amazon at the moment for people as well.
Be aware. Don't give them anything. Do what Faye did. Hang up.
Hang up.
That's all you got to do. They're not going to ring you. They're just not going to ring you.
5AA Nights with Matthew Pantelis.
So go to Albert Park. Talk to Matthew. Hi, Matthew.
Good evening, gentlemen. I've got one out of left field for you.
Mm. Well, I like the ones out of left field.
Right. When I was 14, I was at the children's hospital, and they said, have a look at this, because I had retinitis pigmentosa, tunnel vision. Mm. So I had to save my sight, my hearing, and my sight. But I'm finding that people that talk on the landline, connect, not the portable, are distorted because they don't understand that the phone is a microphone. That's how they talk, like that, like you just heard. Or they've got the volume. Now, I'll tell you, as I go through the categories, I don't use it on the lows. That's one, that's two, that's three, that's four. You can hear how horrible it is, because Dave Waterman told me how horrible. Somebody left it because they were deaf when they used my phone. Now, please, Richard, you're an IT expert. You tell them that the phone is a microphone. The landline is a microphone. I've got my phone against my chest. Now I've got it near my eye. Now I've got it near my nose, under my chin. But 90% of the people that come on talk about the Prime Minister of Australia, Mr. Howard before, the Police Commissioner, all of them, they're always the weather bureau, they're always talking into the mouthpiece.
It is from left field, really, Richard, isn't it? I mean, phone etiquette. I don't know if that's your bag entirely.
It is. And, we did a segment once. We might revisit this.
Yeah.
How does sound your best when you ring us up on the radio?
Well, you never know, do you?
Yeah, we don't. No. Yeah, we don't. You know, it's all about, it's all about, landlines, I think, sound terrible now as well.
Yeah.
So, it's about having good reception,
yes,
not having your cover on your mobile phone. And I can always tell, people who fold their covers over a microphone when they're on the mobile phone as well. You can always tell that.
Yep.
Make sure in a nice area when you do it. That's getting better and better with 5G, I think, floating around as well.
So, well, yeah, but COVID's up.
It is. Forget.
Thank you, Matthew. Samsung, talking about how things sound, a foldable phone, is it going to sound any clearer?
No, probably not, but they look really good. So, I'm not excited. Foldable phones do nothing for me.
Is this Samsung that are putting these out?
Yeah. Mm. I mean, there's been foldable phones now for a couple of years now, and this is the Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 3 and Flip 3 are coming out.
Okay.
The Z Fold folds out. The Flip 3 folds up.
Okay.
That's the easiest way to describe it
so
on there as well.
That would be a narrow screen?
Yeah, there's a narrow screen
and
on there.
And the other one is a wider.
It's a wider screen. So the Fold will expand out to, I think, 7.6 inches on there as well. Lovely device. I personally don't like them.
Mm.
As well. I like the loud, the traditional Samsung phone, the traditional iPhone on there as well.
Yeah.
As with Samsung, 5 different cameras on the one they're about to release as well.
What
so
four?
Ultra. It's all about the cameras. Well, yeah, you know, but it's a camera that makes phone calls, Matthew.
I know,
that's
I know.
What all of these
and
are
look,
now.
And look, the iPhone 12 takes amazingly clear photos. I get that, and it's great. But if you're a photographer, you've got a camera. You've got a If you're into it, you've got a dedicated
camera. You've got
a camera. If you're me, okay, it's a nice photo, but really, I don't care.
Exactly right. Yeah, and most news places now all use iPhones on there as well.
Yeah.
So we've got ultra-wide 12-megapixel, wide-angle 12-megapixel, 12 telephoto, blah, blah, blah on there as well. They all come out as well. It's the cost, I think, still prohibitive for these as well. Mm. So the cost starts at $2,499. Wow. If you're in the market for them, shop around. Mm. There are some great deals out there as well. I think there is one telco out there as well as offering a free TV if you go along and pre-order one. Free Samsung TV.
Wow.
Which is not a bad deal.
Yeah.
On there as well. Harvey Norman have got some great deals on there as well for it. But, you know, if you want one of the flip phones or the fold phones, shop around. There are some wonderful, wonderful deals out there.
Are iPhone likely to bring out a foldable phone?
Apple, the rumours are they're looking at it, but it won't be this year.
Oh, okay. So then it'll be an iPad, essentially. It'll fold out into an iPad.
It'll probably fold out to be an iPad.
Yeah, but you can make regular phone calls.
That's the rumour out there at the moment. Mm. But, you know, at the moment, it ain't broke, the iPhone. It's the number one phone in Australia.
Yeah, they're making a big profit
which
still.
All the Android people hate me for saying that. That's why I brought you the Samsung Folds tonight for it as well.
Well, you also gave us the excellent advice that an iPhone is less likely to be corrupted by scammers. So
exactly right.
That's interesting, and that's a fact. So there we go. The cheapest 5G-compatible smartphone, what is it?
It's the Vivo have actually announced a 5G smartphone that only cost $379 as well. So 48 megapixel camera on there as well, three lenses on there, 128 gig of storage on there, 6.6-inch touchscreen on there as well. I'll put a link up on my website. I know you can get it at Harvey Norman's, this phone, but, you know, for that price, $379, it's a great price for a smartphone.
Mm.
And it's 5G as well, which is good.
Do you remember when phones used to be $49 outright? You just go and buy an analog phone or whatever.
You can get, there's a, I was going to make a really detrimental comment now. There's a certain brand of phone you can get from some of the service stations now, is a little smartphone, runs an old version of Android on there. I've seen them as low as $50.
Oh,
on
really?
There as well.
So they're still out there?
Still
these
out
cheap
there.
Cheap phones.
Yeah.
Wow.
If it was a drug movie, we'd say it's a burner phone for drug dealers as well.
Well, you know, they are looking for something to replace Anon, but anyway. FaceTime for the web is coming.
So at the moment, a lot of people do FaceTime just on their Apple phones or their iPads as well. With iOS 15, which will be out the third week in September, along with the new phones as well. So if you're after a new iPhone, the third week in September was firming as the date tonight when I was reading the rumours. If you want to invite somebody who doesn't have an iPhone on there as well, you just send them a link from it and they can open up in Chrome or Edge and talk to you, which I think is really good.
That's
They've
good.
Expanded it now for
That's
people.
Almost like iMessage.
And Skype, you know, it's Skype.
Right. Viber, all of those.
You know, all of those sort of things. So you can go along and talk to anybody out there now. So I think that's really good.
Yeah.
So that'll be coming with iOS 15, again, third week in September for that.
Okay, interesting. Sending an email, and this is kind of like really, we've all done it, haven't we? We've sent the wrong email to the wrong person.
And a lot of times, you know, if you got upset at the boss or anything like that, you know, make sure that, you know, you take a breath before you go along and send it because, you know, especially if you've got to send it to multiple recipients sometimes, you always receive emails where people don't know the difference between CC and blind CC on there as well, which is always good for it. But there was a New York Times lawyer wishing the earth would swallow him at the moment because he got a bit angry at the union and so he wrote an email about how to deal with the union. And he sent it to the union.
He would have not got a good response, presumably, from the union.
No, he wouldn't have got a good response.
Or
so, you know, and there are ways to go along and pause an email as well, which are in Outlook or Gmail. So, you know, I always say
you
to people,
be quick, though.
You can pause it for 10, 15 minutes if you want to.
Really?
So, you know, I'll put all these in the set box. And then if you suddenly realize, my God, I wish I'd never said, I was about to send that, you can go along and stop that email
in
there.
So you said that before.
Yeah. So you go along and say, all the emails I'm going to send from now on, yes. I'm going to put a time on them.
Okay.
And I think it's a very wise thing to do.
Great idea. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Actually, I'll put that tip up on the website in the next couple of days for people.
That is so handy because, just in case, or you do write it in anger and immediately you regret it. Yep. Wow. Yeah,
so
good idea.
So many people write emails in anger.
I know.
Just take a breath, people. Yeah. You'll be right.
If only social media had that same setting. I don't know if that'll change anything.
No, it won't. No.
Not for all the trolls.
No.
Just on that, making people, that 100-point ID check, is that going to happen for social media?
I can't see it for a while.
Yeah?
I think it's a great idea.
I do too.
Especially in the Twitterverse.
Yes.
Which, I mean, Twitter's just...
Oh, and Facebook.
But Twitter is really accessible.
Yeah, it is.
It's terrible out there, you know, as well. So I think that ID is a really good idea.
Yep.
Like, I'd like to see verified emails as well.
Mm.
So the only way that you can go along and send an email is to know that, it's come from Richard or it's come from Matthew because we've been identified as the senders of those emails.
Yeah.
Going along to, you know, Sam, who's identified as well on there as well, and you can't enter that unless you can go along and make sure that you've got some form of that we know who you are.
Yeah, so, I like it. That's a good idea. Just finally, the worst emoji in the world. There's new ones, isn't there, that are coming out?
There's new ones always coming out all the time, but the loudly crying face emoji has been voted the worst emoji in the world.
Mm. Okay.
It's used by lots of people out there as well, but people hate that emoji.
Really? The loudly crying face
emoji.
Okay, I'll look out for it. I was looking for one, can I say? Yeah, that just, you know, I wanted to find someone, an emoji, a fat emoji.
Right.
There isn't one.
No.
Because that'll be a fat-shaming thing,
We can't do that. We can't do those. Yeah, you're after a large emoji.
Yes, I was. Exactly. I was like, that's what I was looking for. And I just couldn't find it. So then I put in all words, large, big, gigantic, nothing.
Nothing. No. We're very friendly nowadays.
Oh, please. So yes. Come on. It's all fun. I mean, that's the whole point of emojis. It's all fun.
Exactly right.
But anyway.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Richard. If people want to find you,
head over to adelaidetechguide.com.au. Got all the information up there about the SMS for Android as well.
Yeah, fantastic. All right. All right. Talk to you next week.